Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends. Welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. So happy to be back with you today as we are going through some sections of John chapter 3, really one through. We're going to end up through this week going through about verse 20, 21, 22, and getting through the heart of the gospel. And I love, love, love this passage because Jesus is meeting with Nicodemus. We talked about this yesterday. He's meeting with the ruler of Israel. And at the center of this meeting is the question from Nicodemus in so many words, who are you? He's seen Jesus. He's heard his preaching. He's walked at a distance following him because he was like, I don't know if it's safe to follow him. So Nicodemus takes a risk and he meets with Jesus on the rooftop in the darkness. And he asks him, who are you? Who is this man, Jesus? And friends, I'm so moved by this question because this is the central question of the human race. St. Pope John Paul II, he always said Jesus Christ is the center of the cosmos and of human history. That at one point in time, the Word was made flesh and the world shook. The world changed, this historical moment where God becomes man. And the central question for human history becomes, who is this man? Everything hinges on the reality of the person of Jesus. And I want us to revisit it. It's good for us to revisit it, to take up this question, even though you're like, I believe this, like, duh. Duh, I'm following Jesus. I'm listening to Catholic radio. But we get caught up. We get caught up in our practices and our own cadence of our own prayer times and our own problems and our own circumstances. And we think it all sometimes has to do with me and how Jesus is coming into my life. And yes, Jesus comes into our life and deals with our circumstances. But the question is not what he does for me. The question is, who is he? And so we come and we see yesterday Nicodemus bringing that question. And now we're going to see Jesus today handling the central question of salvation. And this is an amazing passage, friends. It's deep and we read it, one, again, because it transforms us. That as we're reading it, because we are baptized, we come into a deeper understanding of what it means to belong to Jesus, of who he is, of what it means to walk with him, of what it means to be transformed by Christ. We come into a new way of seeing. We're going to talk about that today. And Jesus shows us how we are to communicate the gospel. He shows us what's at the heart of all of this that we believe. So why don't you join me in prayer? And I really want to encourage you to go listen to our episode yesterday surrounding the question, could he be the one? Could, and it's not about marriage. It's not about dating, right? The one, this phrase, the one, is used for Jews to say, could he be the Messiah? The one who was to come, he who was to come. Could it be him? And I love the expectation and the excitement of that question. Could it be him? So let's pray. And then we're going to continue on in our passage. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, Lord, thank you. Oh, we thank you. We worship you. We praise you that you are the one, that you are the one who is at the center of the human race, at the center of the universe, at the center of God's plan for us, at the center of God's plan for everything, that you are seated at the right hand of the Father, that you judge the living and the dead. We thank you for this word, how it feeds us, how it fed us yesterday, Lord. And I thank you. Thank you just for who you are. I ask that you would show us the gospel, that you would allow us to grow in newness of spirit, to walk in a new way of life, and to continue to live in the reality that we are born anew in the power of the Spirit. And we ask this all in your most holy name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So if you're with us in the scriptures, we're in John chapter 3, and we left off yesterday where Nicodemus asks, I know that you come from God. He's basically saying, who are you? And so in John 3:3, Jesus says this, we're going to pick up here. Jesus answered him, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born anew. The wind blows where it wills, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know whence it comes or whether it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." And we're going to continue on and pick up, and I'm going to stop there. Verse 3, Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God." So this is Jesus' answer basically to Nicodemus saying, who are you? Nicodemus, he's saying, Rabbi, I know that you're a teacher who's from God, okay? You do all of these signs, so obviously God is with you. And this is an instance of Jesus just giving strange responses. Like, have you ever been in a conversation and you say something and someone says something back like that has nothing, seemingly nothing to do with what you just said? This is kind of how Jesus talks sometimes in the scriptures. Like Nicodemus is like, Rabbi, are you from God? And Jesus is saying, you must be born anew. And he's like, wait, that's not what I asked, right? That's not what I asked. But let's get the heart of what Jesus is saying here. Nicodemus, remember, is saying, Jesus, who are you? And this is the first time we get this language of being born anew. And Jesus says, unless you are born anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Jesus, in John chapter 1, has proclaimed the kingdom of God. John has proclaimed the kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. And so Jesus is saying, you must be born again. You must be born anew to see the kingdom of God. What he's telling us is that he's saying there's a new birth that produces a new way of seeing that allows you into the kingdom of God. So he's saying the kingdom is here. I've already proclaimed it. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. But now Jesus is laying out, he's saying there is a way into that kingdom. So how does this connect to what Nicodemus asks? Nicodemus is saying, do you come from God? And Jesus is saying, yes, I come from God. The kingdom of God is here. But he's saying to Nicodemus, I can give you an answer, but you cannot see it. You cannot understand it unless you are born anew. I love this from Cyril of Alexandria. He's a church father. He says this. He says, Christ teaches that to enter the kingdom, man must be wholly reformed. Not by the law, not by works, but by a heavenly birth. Something must happen. So even in this question of saying, Jesus, where do you come from? Jesus is saying, Nicodemus, you have to be transformed to see in a new way. Remember, conversion is a new way of seeing. Receiving the gift of faith is a new sight. You receive new sight. You are converted. You receive new sight so you can see who Jesus is. This is what we need, friends. He's saying the kingdom of heaven is here. There's a way to see if I am the one. There's a way to see who I really am. And you need to be born again. You don't just need to be refreshed. You don't just need to be a little bit changed. You need to be born again. You need to be born anew. There is a way. Friends, this is the most both inclusive and exclusive message at the same time. And this is something that we begin to learn from Jesus as he preaches the gospel, that the gospel is for everyone, the kingdom is for everyone, but there is a way to enter. You cannot enter through any door. You cannot enter through any way. You must enter through Jesus. And to enter through Jesus, you must be born anew. You must. This is so countercultural to what we see in the culture and even what we see sometimes in the teachings of the church in the modern day. It's not how what the church is supposed to believe, but it's what we see sometimes in a watered-down Catholicism, a watered-down Christianity. Everyone is welcome, but everyone must be washed. Everyone needs a new way of seeing. Everyone is welcome in the kingdom, but not everyone will enter because you must enter through the door. There is a way. And when we present the gospel to people, we have to present this way. So he continues on. And I love this question from Nicodemus because it's so simple, right? And I think sometimes I've read this in the past and be like, come on, Nicodemus, what a stupid question. But it's like, I would have never heard this before. And Nicodemus is like, what do you mean be born? We have to be born again through our mother's womb? What does this mean? And Jesus says, unless one is born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Unless one is baptized. Baptized, the sacrament of washing and regeneration. You are actually born into a new person. You must be born of water and spirit. St. Augustine says this, why water? Because it cleanses. Why spirit? Because spirit gives life. Baptism joins the two, cleansing and renewing. You must be cleansed. You can come into the kingdom. You can see who I really am. The question will be answered for you. Who is Jesus? But you must be born of water and spirit. The water needs to cleanse you from your sin, and the spirit needs to give you life. Jesus is communicating clearly. There is a way, one way. Friends, we need to believe this enough that we share it with others. There is one way to eternal life. You must be washed and you must be renewed. Every single person on the face of the earth must be renewed in the waters of baptism in order to see again and to be born again. It is necessary. Why? What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Our flesh gives rise to more flesh. Our concupiscence gives rise to more concupiscence. We must be washed. We must be washed. Origen, again, these are just all church fathers. Again, Origen of Alexandria says this, we are not born again according to the flesh, but according to the spirit. The second birth is not a repetition of the first birth in the flesh, but a transformation. He continues on, the water of baptism is not merely a symbol, but truly a channel of spiritual rebirth where we are united with the Spirit. We've talked about this over and over again. You're like, stop talking about the fact that we're born anew. I know we're living a new life in the Spirit. We talk about it so much on the show, but friends, we need to get it. Jesus here, he's speaking so plainly. He's offering the gospel to Nicodemus. He's saying, Nicodemus, this is the way. You want to see me? You want to see the kingdom? You want to enter in? You must be born anew. And each and every one of us through our baptism is born anew, friends. But today, tomorrow, the next day, we have to choose again to receive this gospel and enter into the narrow way and tap into the grace that we've received. Literally, a grace that we receive. Through our baptism, you've been washed and you've been regenerated by water and spirit. And so we must continue to tap into that reality of who we are in order to enter in fully into the kingdom, to grab hold of it. Today, you have a new way of seeing. You have a new way of walking. You are a new person, a channel of spiritual rebirth. That's what you've gone through. And you are now united in the Spirit. And Jesus is showing us this is the gospel we must preach to the world, that they must be washed and they must be regenerated in the waters of baptism. Join us again tomorrow, friends, as we pick back up with this passage. God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at avemariaradio.net and at renewalministries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burak's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.